Carmen Road. But we had a whole lot of them. We had Materia Touré and her committee of bureaucrats who are going to price the policies of other committees of bureaucrats, etc. Were they all a bit of a non-event, Josie?
Oh, no. This was Peter Dunn sounding like the old uncle at Christmas around the dinner table complaining about the teenagers who are on the Internet of Things too much and we all should be reading books. For goodness sake, the idea... I mean, Donald Trump, he's not boring, is he? Is that what we want? Do we want more Donald Trump?
I think he is boring. I think Donald Trump is really boring. Right. But anyhow, politics in the USA is utterly fascinating at the moment. I'm completely obsessed with looking at it. But I think, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? They all gave us their statement of on what was going to happen in the next year. And it sort of goes over your head. I think about the train. I think, yeah, that's good, and they should do that earlier. And the rest of it just sort of disappears. And, I don't know. I think Dunn has a point, actually.
Josie, I heard you over summer as well, and I think Susan and I and Peter have a point as well. When you said the number one issue that is going to confront New Zealand is not, you know, the City Rail link, and it's not about, you know, pricing our policies, and it's not the RMA, it's inequality. Did you hear anything about inequality over the course of this week?
Oh, no, I think you're right about the substance, but I think Peter Dunn was trying to say it was all much better when we had a State of the Nation speech in Parliament and debates that went on for days as opposition replied, as if people tuned into what happens in Parliament. They're much more likely to tune in if you go and announce Andrew Little's doing his speech in Albert Park today. But, you know, so I think Dunn's point wasn't so much about the substance as the style of it. But you're absolutely right about substance. Although I do disagree with you, I think Materia's announcement, the Green Party announcement for an independent budget office that costs the damn policies that politicians promise us all the time, I think that's a great idea and something that Australia's done, Canada's done, America's done, the UK has one. We should be doing it too. So there was
and the Greens are going to be involved. Oh, the Greens are going to have to be involved with Labor. If Labor wants to get power, they're going to need them.
Yeah, you're going to ask for some civil servants to sit there and basically judge political parties' policies.
No, independent. So I reckon it should be done probably through something like the Parliamentary Library, completely independent of the government and opposition parties, and tell us when a government promises or opposition party to do something, how are they going to pay for it?
So do you reckon this is Materia's attempt to say, hey, we're the Greens, we're not wacky?
Oh, I think she's probably, you know, there's a sense of struggling for her political limelight there, I think. But one more thing about the State of Nation speeches, Winston had the best joke, don't you think? He paraphrased a Billy T joke and said, I'm half Maori and half Scottish. Half of me wants to get drunk, the other half doesn't want to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Winston's always got a good joke, you've got to say. I mean, God, he's been doing this job for a very long time, but he's always got a joke.
So, Josie, you're connected. Andrew Little doing his State of the Nation speech today. Number of things about that, as Mike Hosking pointed out, Auckland's on holiday tomorrow, so you're not going to get a lot of press, but it seems as though he's going to come out against the TPP and his whole party is riven. Is that true?
I think this is a critical speech for him. He's had a bad start to the year. The muddled position on the TPP hasn't helped Labor at all. And now they're in danger, as they're taking this very strong anti-TPP line, of looking more like a protest group than a government in waiting. Mm. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a critical speech.
You are so right.
Do you get that too, Susan? It's like Andrew Little's always against anything that John Key says, even if it makes sense.
It is stupid. I mean, think about the deal we got with China. Who was behind that? Helen Clark. Who was in favour of TPP? Helen Clark. I mean, these are often done as bipartisan-type arrangements, and this government has put a lot of effort into it. Yes, there are parts of it we don't know or understand, all the details we haven't got, but, I mean, in Labor at the moment, we've got two MPs who've been given a hard time for what they said, and they should be actually backing up on this, not saying it's going to affect our sovereignty. I think it's causing them a real problem inside.
Well, it's even worse than that, Susan, because they've been getting people like Jane Kelsey and this woman from the US, Laurie Wallach, these two people have been against every single trade deal. They're against the WTO, for goodness sake. since we started making trade deals. So they're getting those people to come in and brief the Labor Party staff, leaders' office and MPs, rather than listening to four former Labor Party leaders.
Okay, and just finally, guys, just something to have a laugh about, and I've sent you the link to The Standard, where there's some people in the far left of the Labor Party believe that John Key is having the signing of the TPP 2 days before Waitangi Day this coming week, purely to provoke those people against it to riot, and so he can make this a law and order issue. What do you make of that thought?
Oh, God, that's nuts, isn't it? I mean, the idea that John Key would be out there. I mean, just try and win the argument on the basis of it. If you're anti-TPP, that's fine. Make your arguments, win it. Don't come up with these nutty theories that John Key's trying to incite you all to violence. I mean, I don't know. Just don't be violent.
Susan?
No, I think Josie's absolutely right. I mean, it's a joke. I read it and I laughed and I thought, yeah, right, it's not going to happen.
All right. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me, Josie Bagani and Susan Wood. And if you haven't read it, it's in The Standard, right? The standard.org.nz, which is a left-wing blog site. And it actually says, and I'll put it up on my Facebook now, it actually says to all those Labour supporters who are against the TPP, whatever you do, don't riot at Sky City this week, because John Key will use it against us.